We are revisiting the policy. We've asked our Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs that leads the policy, privacy policy area of the federal government, and working together with the eGov office to revisit it. And the reason is we've got a lot of organizations that are telling us we need to improve our ability to measure the use of our websites, what's good about them, what needs improvement. To do that, we have to have what's called web analytics capability. In order to do that, we have to overcome the current constraints of the cookie policy. So what we're looking at is revisiting the policy to enable federal agencies to do a better job of measuring the use of their websites, getting analysis of the customer use patterns in order to deliver better services.
Now, the fear of cookie originally was that there was this big brother fear. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was exactly the reason it was put in place, was to prevent government monitoring of privacy citizens' use of the Internet. And what we're trying to do now is inform people that we're not seeking personal information about them, private information about them. We want to put in place monitoring tools on the websites. We want to make it so that they are clearly identified that that is being done, and that they have a choice. The proposal is to enable people to opt out. If they don't want that to be done, they will have a clear choice not to. But if they allow it to be done, then we will be able to measure the use of the services and improve the service delivery to them.
And I would guess that over the last 10 years, as we all become inundated with the web, used to the web, cookies are part of it. I mean, it makes life a lot easier on the commercial websites in many ways. You go to Amazon, you buy something today, you buy something again the next day, all your information pops up. Is that part of the thought process from your end, that it's going to, people are maybe a little more comfortable with it?
Yeah, we think so. And also, this is a case, as you point out, that this is very commonly used around the world in commercial sector. And this is a case of the government trying to catch up with what's common practice other places. A lot of people don't realize it, but that's being done on almost every website that they visit in order to improve the measurement and delivery services on those sites.
Obviously, this idea of the context-driven government, something that the federal CIO Vivek Kundra has said many times, this is an important aspect of that. Is there a time frame around this cookie policy? I mean, would you hope to see something in the next 6 months, in the next 2 months?
Yeah, the policy is actually being revisited internally in the government right now, and we expect to be able to have a new update to it actually within the next month or two.
And the other thing that came up around the cookie policy is the recommendation from the FACA, what they call the ISPAB, mm-hmm. the Information Security and Privacy Advisory Board. They're just introducing something on Thursday regarding the privacy and cookie policy. Have you taken a look at the recommendations yet?
Yeah, we've evaluated their report. They're issuing it publicly today, and one of their recommendations was specifically for us to revisit the current federal cookie policy for exactly the same reasons we were already proactively doing that.
One of the other areas that came up around this idea of Web 2.0 is the terms and conditions that GSA put together for the social media sites, YouTube, Flickr, things like that. Have you heard some concerns from other agencies about those terms and conditions?
Yes, we've heard two kinds of concerns. One is related to acquisition and how can the other agencies legally use those agreements, and those are being addressed. The second is related to the privacy issues. And what we're doing there is we've got a team, it's largely the Privacy Committee of the Federal CIO Council, is working together with GSA and working together with the eGov office at OMB to take a look at concerns that the other agencies have about their ability to adopt those agreements and address those concerns in the process.
So after the Privacy Committee of the CIO Council looks at the concerns, what happens next? We're going to see changes? We're going to see recommendations?
Yeah, the end result of this, through the analysis they're doing, they're producing recommendations for consideration. And there's several possible outcomes. One is that the issue is not significant and we'll just let the agreements ride as they are. And in other areas, if the agreement or amongst the group is that it is significant, it's possible we may have to go back and revisit some of those terms of service agreements and potentially modify them for future use.
You outlined several challenges around the Web 2.0, the social networking kind of rush that's happening in the government. When you look at those challenges, when we look at the velocity without friction idea, the idea of workforce, the volume of information, which one do you see as really the biggest challenge that the agencies face day to day?
I think right now the challenge is enabling the new capabilities, the new services to meet the leadership expectations quickly and doing it in a way that a lot of people in the federal workforce become informed and get sufficient guidance to do it in a way that minimizes things like legal risks, minimizes security vulnerabilities and threats to privacy, while at the same time enabling the new services to get the word out.
Is there anything that specifically OMB or the CIO Council is doing to help with that?
Yeah, we have a team working on that whole suite of Web 2.0 issues, comprised, again, of web managers, representatives from GSA, representatives from the agencies, representatives from OMB, and they're going to walk down that whole list and recommend updates to policies to help provide a guidance framework for enabling this in a well-managed way.
GSA was putting together a Web 2.0 guidance. Is there any status on that?
That's exactly the core of the material. We took that, which they put together with some agency comments, and this larger team is now working from that basis to look at policy updates.
Do you know time frame? When should we expect to see something?
I don't have a definitive endpoint, but it's a high priority for us to try to get through as soon as we can, because there is such pressure and demand for this capability and such a wave of requests from the agencies for guidance on what they should and should not do, and we're trying to get on top of that.